This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vaccination rates for children and toddlers in Colorado have declined in recent years. Matthew Daly, a pediatrician with Kaiser Permanente, says there's more to the numbers than the safety concerns of families.
They just have some barriers. Kids who moved across state lines were less likely to complete these multi-dose vaccine series. We also found that kids who were lacking health insurance coverage were also less likely to complete this vaccine series.
Daly is the co-author of a study looking at the issue. He says that besides increasing insurance coverage for families, doctors can send reminders to parents and keep schedules flexible. After a spring and summer of extremes, what will Colorado's fall and winter be like? Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says it's still too early to say.
With this massive El Nino that's developing, the warm water in the Pacific, it's kind of a crapshoot as to what's going to happen, because the Pacific is a big place, and exactly where that pool of warm water sets up changes how the jet stream flows. Typically, an El Nino fall into winter would bring us chances for maybe a big snow.
Nelson says in a typical El Nino year, southwestern Colorado will get heavier snow than the northern part of the state. Dogs and cats and other pets are welcome in Colorado Springs. A new study says Colorado Springs is the most pet-friendly city in the country. The report looked at things like the number of dog parks, pet-friendly restaurants, and the cost of visits to the veterinarian. Colorado as a whole was ranked highly for the number of hotels that allow pets. Other top cities include Madison, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon. This is CPR News.